All right, Ben LeMay, Southwick. Dude, you blew up your bike in practice. Yep. Honda got you a bike. I blame your clutch issue on Lars when they changed the motor out. But how weird was it going first moto with a motor that's – it was Tomita's motor, I guess. But how different was that?
Yeah, so, yeah, blew the bike up in practice. And then pretty much I thought to myself, all right, day's done. I went to a few guys, a few privateers, and then Lars and some of the other Honda guys came around and said, hey, take your plastics off, bring your bike over, let's do a swap. So they put their spare motor in.
Very cool of them.
Yeah, very cool. I mean, I didn't expect that, dude. They went above and beyond for me, so that was super cool. But yeah, like you said, it's a different motor, different clutch than what I normally run. So
how was that?
It was fine, dude. Yeah, it was fine. I mean, the motor was really, really smooth power. I was impressed. It wasn't like radical or anything, or they're too hard to hang on to. It was just really nice and smooth. Yeah, so on the first lap of the first moto, I don't know what happened, but the clutch cable just popped out of the arm. Just super weird. But
I blame Mars.
Yeah, so, you know, I pulled in, they popped it back on there, and I went and finished the moto out. But I suck in the sand, and I'm just glad to get this race over with. Like, I don't know what my deal is, but I cannot ride in sand.
That's weird, because Alaska, sandy, I don't know, Pacific Northwest, sandy, no? Okay.
No, it's not sandy at all. I didn't really grow
up. Scratch that theory, though.
Yeah. And, like, last weekend, I would call that more like a redbud-style track.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I did good there. So, like I said, I'm just glad to get this race over with.
You and John Short in the second moto there for a while, huh?
Yeah, me and him were hanging tough, and then, dude, I hit the wall. I mean, dude, I freaking had nothing. My lower back and my legs were just shot. So, yeah, I had nothing. Yeah. I just dropped anchor.
I don't know, man. It seemed like a really rough track to me. Like Blake Baggett, Justin Bogle, a couple of good guys that are in shape and good athletes were struggling, and they weren't the only ones. Like, I don't know if it was a rougher Southwick than usual, but the guys were hurting.
Definitely, I would say this is one of the roughest that I have raced. You know?
I wonder why, though.
It was rock hard, not rock hard, but it was hard in practice, you know? Okay. It wasn't like, they didn't rip it or nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know how, but I think if you got a good flow and you stayed in that same line, you were good.
Yeah.
But once you started making some mistakes, dude, it's game over.
Right.
And it was like suffer fest out there.
Well, real cool that Honda came through for you. Yeah, you almost didn't even ride today, so.
Yeah, I like I said, I didn't expect to ride, yeah. But they went above and beyond. I can't really want to thank those guys a lot for doing that. And they were like, here, we'll take care of your bike. You go back, get rested. So that was really cool.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you.